to 1135.8586, something like that. So now it's back down. We've got another couple of hundred, so that is down. So or it's like I think it's 1136.66 now, but back down.
Yeah, and I'm also seeing Kansas River levels are down, though. Big Blue's a bit up for comparatively.
Well, the Big Blue up above the dam?
Yeah, I think so. I believe it's probably related to the outlet works is probably why that river's a little high there.
Right. So as the 30,000 hits the Kansas, it backs up to the Kansas River gauge at Manhattan. It's a viaduct. So it does... look like it's usually high, but the four rail gauge, we're down under the action stage this morning. So that's really encouraging to get that down. And I know the people along Hunter's Island and Zinedale and clear down as far as Waubunsee and Pottawatomie County are really encouraged with the with that drop.
And I know I spoke to you yesterday, probably around, it was actually probably 12 hours ago at this point. And prior to that, there was a little bit of expectation we might see water over roadways. And due to all these decreasing levels, that's not anticipated anymore, correct?
It's not anticipated at this level right now. So things we're watching this weekend are the rainfall and where it's going to fall. It looks like there's some rain chance tonight. Over the weekend, there's some chances of rain. Most of it looks south of us, but we're watching that for any increases or anything that would come down to the lake.
All right, that sounds great, sir. Honestly, after a little bit of it was kind of hairy for a few days there. I know a lot of folks were getting kind of antsy out there, and having a little bit of relief and as well as relief in the weather is probably just a little bit of a load off of people's shoulders.
Well, we still got a lot of water in the lake, and I think we need to keep up our preparedness and don't move stuff in back yet.
Yes, the advisories are still in effect.
The advisories are still in effect. And, you know, I just talked to Brian at the Corps this morning. The thing we need to watch out for, I know it's a weekend, is to stay out of those areas that are closed. There are areas, there's construction areas, there's both on land and in the water. There's areas that are blocked off. I know people want to see the outlet tubes and things like that, but there's a lot of areas that are closed off, and he continues to tell me about people that have been run off the last day or two and got into the wrong area and actually put themselves in harm.
Yeah, I was seeing a photo on social media the other day, or probably yesterday, about there was kind of a little bit of a vortex there in front of the dam tower, the building and off the dam there. And that's kind of just demonstrates just how dangerous it could be for the folks maybe possibly trying to take their boats out there. It's not a safe situation, and it's definitely not recommended.
Exactly, and there is still a prohibition so close to the dam. So, and the outlet work or the spillway area is a construction area yet, and they need to stay at least 500 feet from it. And we've actually had complaints on some of the places like the west side of Rocky Ford Dam. There's a parking area. In a park right there, and we've had people that complained about people turning around in a yard, driving in their yards, and stuff like that. So I think we just need to be cognizant of other people's property and some of the areas that are blocked off and stay out of those.
And also worth mentioning that as a result of this high water, we might see more wildlife out about in town or on the streets and the like. And the advice I've always been hearing is kind of just stay away and leave them alone. Don't mess with them and just let them do their business for now. And don't try to interfere too much.
Right. As that water comes up, and anytime we've had that, we've had reptiles and Furman and stuff like that that kind of moved out of those inundated areas and just be careful with those.
And I have been seeing a little bit about Blue Ridge Road Bridge being closed down due to high water in Pottawatomie County. That's about a quarter mile east of Dyer Road. Do you have any more information on that?
There's actually one lane still open, but there's water up there. The Pottawatomie folks are concerned about that, and that is not the Blue River Bridge. We had some confusion with that. Some of the social media was reporting it was the Blue River Bridge on 24 and had people concerned, but that is the bridge over Timber Creek on Blue River Road, which is off of Dyer.
Yeah, and there was also a little bit of we did some rumor control yesterday. I saw that on social media regarding Highway 24. We had been getting a few calls, and I texted you, and shortly after that, I did see I did see that notice go out on Facebook that Highway 24 does not have any plans to close at this point.
Right. I think we're a long way from closing Highway 24 at this time with the flows we have. And like I said, it's really encouraging that we have the lake falling right now, and it doesn't appear to be very fast, but I think it'll continue to increase as it goes down and as the inflows keep decreasing.
All right, Pat. Is there any other pertinent information you want to release to the residents and get that information out there?
No, I think that's it. I appreciate everybody working with us, and we've had a great consolidated effort between Riley and Pottawatomie County, even Waubunsee County, working to get the information out as quick as we can get it.
All right, Pat. Thanks again for all the information you've been giving us. And whenever you have anything, feel free to call in. Our air is your air, especially when there's important information to get out there.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. You have a great day. And that was Pat Collins, Riley County Emergency Operations Director. As we heard, levels do appear to be going down, trending downwards at Tuttle Creek on Kansas River. And though there is a bit of rain forecast, we're not out of the situation. There's still a lot of water behind the dam. We're going to be tracking that. Residents advised to stay alert, stay tuned in to media, and sign up for emergency alerts as well. We'll be back shortly here on News Radio KMAN.